This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Antifa has gone to war in Atlanta, and has happened in 2020 during the BLM and Antifa riots. Some of the media want to downplay what's happening, although it's a little bit harder this time because they sort of announced in advance that they were going to go to war. And the violence in Atlanta centered around a new police training center that Atlanta tends to build in DeKalb County. When it was first proposed for the forested land, the site of a one-time prison farm, it caught the attention of environmentalists, even as the idea of training police officers offended racial justice groups. Nevertheless, Atlanta, a completely Democrat-run city, approved the $90 million project in 2021. By January 2022, activists were protesting on the site. And taking a page out of the old environmentalist activism playbook, they began building shelters in the trees, marking a permanent presence. And as was the case with Antifa activists whom Kyle Rittenhouse shot, most of these people were drifters who came from places other than Atlanta. 5 months later, predictably, the Antifa members became violent. The police arrested seven of them for throwing a Molotov cocktail at the police when the latter tried to clear the area. In December of 2022, last month, the police arrested five more people for throwing rocks at police cars and rocks and bottles at emergency service workers, firefighters, EMS, that kind of thing. As an aside, so you get a sense of what's shaping these radicals. One of the five arrested in December, one was Serena Hertel, 25, the daughter of an Idaho architect. She and her brother were both affected by the cultural leftism permeating America. Her brother, sadly, overdosed at 27, having ingested fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth, and diazepam. Hertel herself became radicalized at Pittsburgh College, $80,000 plus per year for tuition and housing, and ended up in some way associated with Soros' organizations. And Hertel is not unique. She is one of the huge cohort of hysterical, white, radicalized young women who are reshaping the Democrat Party. That Hertel trekked to Atlanta so she could violently oppose a police academy is getting to be par for the course for these damaged women. Back out of the aside and back to the present, back to the events in Atlanta. The escalating violence on the site of the proposed academy inevitably led to death. Manuel Esteban Paez Terran, an Antifa member who believed he was either a plural human being or an object, pronouns they, it, fired on a state trooper at the new Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, wounding the trooper badly. Well, law enforcement responded, and they fired back at the person who tried to kill one of their own. Their shots landed, and Terran's pronouns are now were, was. Now, in typical leftist fashion, having started the fight, Antifa members announced that they were the victims, and you know, police had gone to war against them, they would attack the police in Atlanta. The anarchists and leftists and loonies were not shy about announcing their intentions. And this came out on Twitter. Activists in Atlanta are calling for a night of rage after authorities say they killed a man who shot and injured a state trooper during a violent confrontation at the site of a planned public safety training center that protesters have dubbed Cop City. And rage, they did. Andy Goh was there on Twitter. This video from Atlanta shows how Antifa carry out a planned violent conspiracy. They march with protesters who then use a vigil banner to cover their comrades who smash up the vehicle and burn it down. A minder tells the videographer to stop recording. Billy Heath from Fox 5 on Twitter. Breaking: at Atlanta police vehicle burns in downtown Atlanta. Police are working urgently to clear the streets of hashtag Cop City protesters. Very chaotic scene unfolding right now. Andy Goh. Back to it, and somebody was replying to him. A white female arrested at the violent attack on the Atlanta Police Foundation tries to pull a George Floyd by shouting, "I can't breathe," when she was standing. Far-left extremists gathered for a revenge riot over the shooting death of their gunman. Once again from Twitter, Andy Goh. In addition to smashing up businesses, cars, and Atlanta Police Foundation, far-left extremists came with arson supplies to set at Atlanta police vehicle on fire. The riot was organized as revenge for their gunman dying in a shootout at the autonomous zone. Also from Twitter, the Atlanta mayor held an emergency press conference following the attack on downtown Atlanta by hashtag Antifa and far-left extremists. The mayor confirms that riot arrestees were found to be carrying explosives. All this looks familiar, doesn't it? And in another deja vu moment, some of the media have denied that the rioting is violent. So, libs of TikTok, they saw this. CNN's guests suggest we shouldn't use the word violent to describe the Antifa riots in Atlanta tonight. Antifa is currently destroying buildings and setting police cars on fire. They're talking about a known as a freelance journalist. He was actually a very close friend of Mr. Tarrant. His name is David Piesner. And CNN did not point out that this particular journalist that they had on there, he himself is a left-wing activist. And Andy Goh on Twitter: not sure why at CNN would accept commentary from a journalist whose social media at David Piesner is filled with support for the domestic terrorist gunman who tried to kill a Georgia State trooper. In addition, he knew him personally and is helping raise cash for his family. For those of you who have forgotten, Antifa is not a sweet, all-American, anti-fascist organization. It is a violent anarchist organization with members who want to destroy our institutions. Some are driven purely by destructive rage. Others are globalists who believe America is evil and must be destroyed. And still others are utopians who envision a pastoral, pre-modern world in which the lion lies down with the lamb. No matter what the motivation is, Antifa is the military arm of today's hard-left Democrat Party, just like the KKK was once the military arm of yesterday's hard-racist Democrat Party. With the Democrat Party currently ascendant, with the White House, half of Congress, Secretary of State offices in blue and purple states, they feel that this is their time to try, to strike. But like wintering geese, Antifa's members are busy in the southern half of America, but when the weather warms, like these same geese, they'll be heading north. Unless ordinary Americans push back vigorously against their violence, the anarchists will win. And keep in mind that Hitler never won more than a third of the popular vote. All you need for totalitarianism to win is violence, a complicit or cowardly political class, and a passive population. Now, Georgia is a very robust gun state. I don't know what it's like in Atlanta. I haven't been in Atlanta in a few years. It was pre-pandemic the last time I went, and I don't know what it's like now. Since 2020, they've had multiple issues, but all I'll say is this. this stuff isn't going to work in the South. You picked a city that you might be able to operate in. It's not going to work everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Police say a 72-year-old man believed to be the person responsible for a deadly attack at the Stardance studio in Monterey Park, California on Saturday died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Sunday afternoon during a standoff with authorities. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna told reporters that his office believes the septuagenarian suspect was also the man responsible for another attempted attack at a second nearby dance studio. They were thwarted by attendees who were able to disarm him before he fled. They do not know yet the motive. And that's a little problematic. Two law enforcement sources said the suspect recently showed up at the Hemet police station saying his family was trying to poison him. And Luna said the investigation continues. We want to know how something this awful can happen. All of this began after he opened fire inside Star Ballroom Dance Studio on West Garvey Avenue around 10:20 p.m. Saturday, killing 10 people, wounding 10 others. It was Lunar New Year's Eve. 20 minutes after the shooting in Monterey Park, Tran walked into Lili Ballroom and Studio in nearby Alhambra. Suspect walked in there probably with the intent to kill two more people, but two community members disarmed him, took possession of his weapon, and the suspect ran away. And it's interesting that they know he was looking for two people. That's really interesting. At 10:20 a.m., police found the white cargo van that was seen leaving the scene of the shooting. When the officers left their patrol vehicle to make contact with the occupant, they heard one gunshot come from the van. At 1 p.m., a SWAT team determined that the suspect had a self-inflicted gunshot wound and he was pronounced dead at the scene. And the man inside the van was Tran, the mass shooting suspect. During the search of the van, several pieces of evidence were found linking the suspect to both locations. A handgun was found inside the van, which had stolen license plates. The sheriff said, "I can confirm that there are no outstanding suspects." According to authorities, he's believed to use an AR-style pistol and large-capacity magazines in his attack, both illegal to possess in California under current California law. Of course, it didn't stop him, but illegal. And while Democrats in Sacramento will most certainly use this attack as a springboard to target legal gun owners in California, Gavin Newsom is already exploiting the tragedy to call on Congress to do the same. From Twitter, spent time in Monterey Park today meeting with leaders and those impacted by this terrible tragedy. The strength of this community is incredible. No other country in the world is terrorized by this constant stream of gun violence. We need real gun reform at a national level. Of course, you're not going to get it, Gavin. If that reform were to focus on things like national right to carry, reciprocity, and reining in the regulatory overreach of the ATF, I'd be on board. No doubt about it. But, of course, that's the opposite of what he is demanding. With a divided Congress unlikely to move the type of infringement that he wants to see in place, expect California gun owners. They'll be the ones taking the brunt of all of this. Now, conversely, you know, the AR-15 is used sometimes in self-defense. While it is demonized, it was used in this incident, it was used at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, it's being treated like a firearm only used for nefarious purposes, and that's not true. It also is good, it can be used for both. It just depends upon who's actually wielding the weapon. Recently in Glen St. Mary, Florida, that same demonized weapon was used to help propel a group of armed home invaders. Three men say they were asleep inside a mobile home in Glen St. Mary about 4 a.m. Sunday when they heard a voice outside yell sheriff's office before the front door burst open. In stormed a masked gunman who fired off a single round before two of the men inside, one armed with an AR-15 rifle, the other with a handgun, emerged from two bedrooms and opened fire. Gunfire ripped into the masked gunman and two other intruders who crumpled on the floor with multiple gunshot wounds. These details surfaced last Tuesday when the Baker County Sheriff's Office released an arrest report linked to this weekend's home invasion turned deadly triple shooting. Five people are charged in the case. Investigators suspect the home invasion escalated from an ongoing feud between two groups that were stoked by social media threats. The victims told deputies they acted in self-defense when they turned their guns on the intruders, with one of them estimating he fired over 30 rounds from an AR-15 before the threat was over. Afterward, the victims retreated to another part of the home before they dialed 911, according to the report. None of them were hurt during the shooting. One of the would-be invaders later died from his wounds. Another is still being treated, while a third was treated and released to police. So, yes, these are used in self-defense. And they're useful in self-defense. Do they want to tell me how nobody needs a 30-round magazine when you have multiple threats coming through a door? Do they want to acknowledge that this incident happened at all? Probably not. Because they're not real big on facts. They like hyperbole and emotion. But a situation like this, they will probably pretend like it didn't happen. And the problem for them is it did. And it's not the only case. Last year, a kid in Oklahoma used an AR-15 to defend against multiple home invaders. In both of those cases, the AR-15 was the absolute best choice simply because of the number of people attacking the home. And while most home invasions aren't groups of people storming a home, the innocent law-abiding citizen doesn't get a say in what happens when it happens. We have to deal with whatever gets thrown at us. The bad guys always get the initiative, and we have to react. It sucks, but that's what happens when you're trying to follow the law. And AR-15 levels the playing field tremendously, especially with a 30-round magazine. And a handful of guys in Florida are probably more than willing to tell you all about how many rounds they had to fire to finally repulse the attack, though we already know. So to the Democrats, and I know you're not going to listen to what I got to tell you, but leave our guns alone. We don't have them just because we want them. As a matter of fact, I would rather spend my money on camera stuff, to be honest with you. But I have them because I need them. Because you guys aren't minding the store. You're doing everything but giving the store away. So, I mean, leave us alone. Just in case something like this happens to us. AR-15 is a force multiplier for you if you are an individual facing a bunch of people. A force multiplier. That's why they don't want you to have them. Because the tyrants don't like force multipliers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. More classified documents have been found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on Capitol Hill, says it's now a bigger issue.
What became a political problem for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Pence attorneys say he was unaware of the presence of sensitive documents at his residence. Google being sued by the Justice Department. Eight states also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold in the online advertising market. Government also wants the company to be broken up. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing three American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. The decision comes as Germany said it would not send tanks to Ukraine unless the U.S. sent tanks also. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, coming out of Erie County, New York, we get a little ditty here. Despite some pressure from leftist Democrat politicians, the Erie County, New York DA is courageously prosecuting two dozen people who were arrested for looting during the recent Western New York blizzard of 2022. This DA had spent some time in Florida and personally witnessed widespread looting during hurricanes. And so this has built in him a complete lack of tolerance for this kind of thing. Now, during this storm, several hundred more looters should have been arrested, but the police were as paralyzed as everybody else. Those currently being prosecuted were not stealing food or vital supplies. They were all seedy criminals stealing TV sets strictly for thievery and profit. And this spate of looting clearly demonstrates to all except the voluntarily blind, that is, that anything disturbing civil order, even relatively briefly, and even when confined to a local area, invites instant, widespread, grievous criminality. Just like bacteria, dangerous criminals are always present looking for low-risk opportunities to revert to type. There is no felony they will not commit. They are held in check only by aggressive policing and relentless prosecution, both of which are currently out of style. And innocent citizens, you, frantically digging out from that natural disaster, found themselves simultaneously confronting motivated, dauntless, dangerous criminals without any kind of police protection far away, you know, unavailable for days, maybe even weeks. Leftists have told these same citizens that they can't have guns because they don't need them. And, of course, the ones mouthing this nonsense, this advice, are they themselves heavily armed or protected by people who are heavily armed? So, according to the 9/11 Commission Report 2004, private sector preparedness is not a luxury. It represents the cost of doing business in our post-9/11 world. It is ignored at tremendous risk in lives, money, and national security. And in 2023, it would appear politicians have sincerely taken their own 2004 advice, but they don't want us to. Now, let's go back to this California shooting. You know, when you go back and you look at these things, with the Democrats, instead of sitting back and saying, what could we have done to prevent this? Why did this happen? They just look at the gun. And unlike the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, which galvanized the Obama White House to push for gun control, cannibalizing the most critical period of his second term. But that also failed. But no one's going to notice for long this thing in California. And, you know, what happened in Monterey Park, California is no less tragic than any of the rampage shootings we've witnessed over the years. Families are shattered, but the leftist media also has a part to play for their allies in the Democratic Party. And you already know why this story isn't going anywhere, at least not getting the same intense reporting. The shooter wasn't a white guy. It was an Asian guy. The gunman's now dead, having committed suicide following an extensive manhunt. The shooting erupted as the local community gathered to celebrate the Lunar New Year. From Alexandria Hernandez, and I have no idea what her thing is. 10 dead, 10 injured in Monterey Park, California mass shooting. Sources telling at Fox News that the incident in Alhambra, California is related to the mass shooting, and police believe they know who the suspect is. More to come. I'm headed out to the scene. She must be a reporter. I guess she works for Fox News. We get this. One high-power assault rifle has been recovered from one of the locations, sources tell me. The timeline of incidents is still being sorted out. Unclear if Alhambra incident happened before or after Monterey Park, and unclear if suspect had multiple weapons. So we're going with the trope of a high-powered assault weapon. So, we have this keep, he just keeps on going on, but what ended up happening was this guy got caught, he got cornered, and he shot himself while he was in his van, while they were pulling up on him. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said, the suspect in that tragedy is no longer with us, he is no longer a threat. This guy's name was Hu Con Tran, 72. And the question why in the attack is, you know, in the attack that killed 10 people and injured 10 others at a Monterey Park dance hall remains. And how do they know that he was only going to try to attack 2 people in Alhambra? Earlier, sources familiar with the investigation said the person in a white van subjected to a traffic stop in the coastal city of Torrance, about 30 miles from the violence, fit the description of a person seen at the crime scenes in Monterey Park and adjacent Alhambra. Authorities, including SWAT officers, surrounded and then breached the van where the person was found dead in the early afternoon. The vehicle had plates that didn't belong on the vehicle. And a search of the van turned up several pieces of evidence that linked the suspect to the crime scenes. A handgun was also found in the van. They first responded to a dance hall identified in government records as Star Ballroom Dance. 10 people were killed there. 10 others were taken to hospitals in conditions from stable to critical. 4 are being treated at L.A. County plus USC Medical Center, the hospital confirmed. And, yes, I know the left and the media are hoping all these shootings have a white male suspect because they're all programmed to tweet stupid stuff like this from Adam Schiff. White supremacy is so insidious that now Asians are shooting each other. So stop bigotry towards Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders by other Asians. Adam Schiff, 10 dead in Monterey Park. I am sickened. A horrific example of needless gun violence with bigotry toward AAPI individuals as a possible motive. The families are in my prayers as we seek information by law enforcement. We'll never quit demanding real action on gun safety. Oh, well. The sick part of this is that the serial embarrassment for their participation in identity politics makes these trip-ups a punchline. How white supremacy calls an Asian man to commit a mass shooting. That wouldn't be a shocking headline on sites like Mother Jones Salon or The Nation. An Asian man killed 10 people in Monterey Park, California. Why white supremacy might be involved. The number of insane, inaccurate, and outright delusional headlines to make this into a racial kerfluffle will be an exercise to look out for in the coming days. And by this coming Friday, this story won't be even in the news. Because it doesn't fit the narrative. This is the tale of the left. This is not about public safety. All these things they want is not about public safety. This is about control. This is about behavioral control. They don't want you to have guns. So, you know, all of these things, it's all about the gun. And white supremacy. I don't know where the white supremacy part comes in. Everybody claiming white supremacy for the most part are Caucasian. Have you noticed that? You've seen that, right? I mean, Adam Schiff does not impress me as somebody who came from the West Indies, if you know what I mean. I just it's just word salad for them. They just throw these words out. If they think it works, they'll throw it out. It's hard to keep up without a scorecard. I thought I was a fascist. Or deplorable. How do I keep up with this? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, earlier this month, a very disturbing shooting occurred in Newport News, Virginia. A 6-year-old pulled a gun from a backpack and shot the teacher, Abby Zwerner, who was instructing the class. Despite being wounded, despite being shot in the chest, she would evacuate the rest of the classroom to safety, finally coming upon a woman waiting to pick up her grandchildren, pleading to call for help before passing out in blood from blood loss. Young Miss Werner is expected to fully recover, but at that young age, you'd think this was an accident. Well, police figured out that this is not the case. And it also appears that to have been preventable, while this youngster exhibiting an array of red flags before the shooting, including what some are calling murderous impulses. You see, being a psychopath is not limited to being an adult. 6-year-olds can be psychopaths too. And Ms. Zwerner was a victim of that happenstance. The student reportedly wanted to set a teacher on fire as well. School administrators were warned, but they ignored it. Regarding the child's overall education record, that cannot be disclosed due to federal privacy laws. But also, this problem child was so bad that his parents had to accompany him to school to ensure that he didn't act out. He attended school unescorted on the day of the shooting. The Virginia teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student repeatedly asked administrators for help with the boy, but the officials downplayed educators' warnings about his behavior, including dismissing his threat to light a teacher on fire and watch her die, according to messages from teachers obtained by the Washington Post. All of these incidents were unreported, and they raise fresh questions about how Richneck Elementary School in Newport News handled the trouble student before police say he shot Abigail Swerner as she taught her first grade class earlier this month. And this is an intentional shooting. They're trying to, and here's the thing. This is the thing. I don't know what color the kid is, and I don't care. Whoever it is, whatever he is, right? This is a problem child. This is a very dangerous individual, even at six. So they're trying to investigate the motive because they don't want to sit back and say this six-year-old kid is evil. But they call the shooting intentional. Many parents are already outraged over Richneck officials' management of events before the shooting. Newport News Superintendent George Parker III has said school officials got a tip the boy had a gun that day and searched his backpack, but the staffers never found the weapon before authorities say the six-year-old shot Zwerner. Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew said his department was not contacted about the report that the boy had a weapon before the shooting. School district spokeswoman Michelle Price said in a phone interview late Friday that the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, a federal law protecting students' privacy, prohibits her from releasing information related to the six-year-old. Okay. Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. She said, I cannot share any information in a child's educational record. A lot of what you're asking is part of the child's educational record, and it's also a matter of an ongoing police investigation and an internal school investigation. And, you know, you can look at screenshots of a conversation held online between school employees and Parker shortly after the shooting show educators claiming that Swerner raised alarms about the six-year-old and sought assistance during the school year. She had asked for help, one staffer wrote in the chat referring to Swerner. Several times, another person said, yes, she did, 2 hours prior, all year. The lead special education teacher was frustrated because she had a high caseload, according to the account. Some aides regularly missed work, including for as long as a week at a time. The teacher further alleged in her account that the boy was not receiving the educational services he needed, that it was difficult to get help with him during outbursts, and that he was sometimes seen wandering the school unsupervised. The boy's family said in a statement Thursday, the first public remarks his relatives have given about the shooting, that the six-year-old was under a care plan that included his mother or father attending school with him and accompanying him to class every day. That stopped the week of the shooting, the statement said. Well, okay, why did it stop? The Washington Post lengthy piece about this kid paints a disturbing picture of someone who should have never been allowed to attend this or any school. Moreover, the combination of reported resource issues and apparent administrative incompetence seems to have prevented any response allowing this crisis to fester. One very troubling question, how did a six-year-old ever come into possession of the gun? And I'm not trying to peddle any gun talk here, you know. It's already illegal to keep a loaded firearm within the reach of someone under 14 in Virginia. So, that's already covered. There is no safe storage law in the Commonwealth right now that requires guns to be locked away, but lawsuits from this fiasco will undoubtedly be filed, and any person with common sense who has a kid acting like a little monster should have known better. And this entire psychopathic history of this child will be rehashed again. And here's the thing. I understand them not wanting to throw a child under the bus, a six-year-old. I have three grandchildren that live in close proximity to me, 9, 7, and 4. And the idea that one of them could do that is as foreign to me as if it was coming from another planet. It is absolutely alien to me to even consider that. But this is way beyond. You know, I'm used to seeing kids that are gangbangers getting out there. But normally, You know, they're looking for them, I don't know, maybe as young as 9. Certainly not 6. Well, I guess they would take whoever they could get, right? Whatever it is, as we look at this, you can see the reluctance of the police, of the military, of the educational system, not the military. I don't know why I thought military. You can see the reluctance of everybody involved with this to get out there and look at this child and say, this child is a psychopath. Now, when I was a kid, we used to play cowboys and Indians. We would talk about blowing each other's heads off with guns. Even though we'd never seen that on any of the TV shows. Back then, you know, on the cowboy show, somebody would pull the trigger in one frame, and in the other frame, he would just go, oh, and fall over. No blood, no nothing. Those old serials that we used to watch. And we would talk to each other. We'd talk about, you know, killing each other and scalping each other and all the stuff we saw on TV. All our heroes, all of the, you know, the mountain men and the cowboys, the Indians, all that stuff. But I never sat back and looked at my teacher and thought, I should get a gun and come and blow her away. Never thought that, not one time. Don't know. Never saw it happen. And I was in forced integration in the 60s and the 70s. So, you know, you would think if there was going to be some trouble, you'd see some trouble in something like that. Never saw any trouble at all. So that's, this will continue to unfold, and we'll see what their final analysis is. But anyway. Coming up next, we got Dean Weingarten. I left him alone the whole time he was at SHOT Show. Didn't go try and get him or anything, and just let him do his thing. And he's got one article that intrigues me about the ATF was there, and apparently, as he will, Freddie Reel sent him out there to do a little investigating. So he went there and he did a little investigating. So we're gonna start with that just because there's a lot of questions I have about what's coming up with the pistol brace stuff. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.